very, very few people will buy the very first car they see online, and they may look at various makes and various models of cars. And unfortunately, Ireland is one of very, very few countries where this service is actually cost, that you have to pay for it. The service is free in many other countries like the UK, France, Germany, Italy, and many, many more. And I think that if there was a free access service provided by the government or a third party company designated to manage this process, that it would keep unsafe, clocked and badly maintained vehicles off our road. And this would be a great peace of mind for consumers, and particularly a lot of young people who may be looking to buy a first car.
And Councillor, is it important to note that the market itself for second-hand cars has become very popular and has definitely grown over the years as people turn to this way to get their vehicles? And you know, when you consider as well that people may be getting a second-hand car, they may have financial restraints on themselves. So when you're faced with this extra €15 per car to check their history, it's just an additional cost in times where people are already struggling. So it kind of highlights the importance of it in that sense, doesn't it?
Yes, well, I think the main thing with it really is that it allows buyers to view multiple vehicles without being charged, and it safeguards against unsafe vehicles and keeping them off our road. And I believe an open, cost-free and easily accessible state database of vehicle history is the best interest of all the general public, because many, many people are looking to upgrade their car, looking for a good second-hand vehicle. And, you know, the majority of people are selling good second-hand vehicles, but for the person that's looking to buy, they're going to have a lot of costs incurred, whether it be a credit union loan or a bank loan or whatever, and then to have to pay per view to get a full history check on a car on each model. I think that's very unfair on people, and it's something that they need to address, particularly as we're one of only the few countries doing it. Motorists have enough of bills at the moment, and they don't need the likes of this. And I think it would be a goodwill gesture by the government to sort this out and allow people that are buying second-hand vehicles no charge to look for the history of a vehicle that they're thinking of buying.